We already discussed in the previous halachot the issur of Schar Shabbat, that one is not allowed to do services specifically on Shabbat and get paid for that. It's also forbidden to offer the payment as well. It's issur on both sides, as we said yesterday in the daily halacha. The heter, however, is to make it through a system called habla'ah, which means, so long as you're not paying for Shabbat on its own, you're paying the person for services that he did over the week, even though Shabbat is in the week, but it's now mixed up with the other days, so the achamim will not go zayin in such a case. A few practical examples of this would be, a person is going to a hotel for Shabbat, Jewish hotel, Jewish owned, and he's only going for Shabbat. He needs the room for 24 hours. And he's going to check out right after Shabbat, let's say. He's going to come in Mamash at Shabbat, sunset, and he's checking out right at Shabbat. Shemirat Shabbat Kilkata says it's permissible. It's permissible to rent the room, and it's permissible to receive the payment. Question is why? L'chaura, where's the Habla'ah over here? It's just for the 24 hours of Shabbat. So he says, because to get that room ready, the hotel has to work during the week. They clean the room. They clean the room on Friday. They have to prepare, the different foods that the person is going to need. They set up all the hotel maintenance. So that already, when you're paying for the room, you're also paying for the work that he's doing to get the room ready. So that's already you're paying b'havla'ah. So that would be a heter to rent a room. Now, that's not such a realistic case that you have to come on to this, because normally when a person will check into a hotel on Shabbat, he's checking in on Friday, and he's checking out after Shabbat and Motzei Shabbat. So therefore there's already habla'ah. There's Friday, there's Motzei Shabbat. Problem case that the Shemirat Shabbat Kedcheta leaves as a problem is Jewish waiters or waitresses that come on Shabbat itself to a sebet or a party, and they serve the food, whatever they do. They work for 2-3 hours. You pay them, and you pay them after Shabbat, and they go home. There, they didn't do anything on Friday. They didn't do anything on Motzei Shabbat. It's just for the payment of Shabbat. So in that case, you have to set it up in a way where they will be doing things on Friday and Motzei Shabbat. Either you tell them, come on Friday and set up, or come Motzei Shabbat and clean up. You have to bring their payment into a system of Havla'ah. Otherwise, it would be a problem to hire them specifically for Shabbat. The subject that the poskim discussed, for example, is a babysitter. Babysitter on Shabbat would have the same problem. If specifically, you're hiring them just to come for a few hours on Shabbat, and then afterwards you want to pay them. It's a problem. So therefore, you have to figure out a way how to get them to maybe do something on Shabbat, do something on Erev Shabbat, just in order to be able to pay them b'havla'ah. Or there'd be another way that you could maybe get out of it is by not giving them payment, but you say, this is just a matana, this is just a gift that I'm giving you for your services. But that's can run into a tricking around here. So the best way to do it is you let them do something on Motzei Shabbat, a service, and then you can pay them the Havla'ah.